Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, once again to another episode of The Menu. This is Brother B. Tonight, I have with me Mr. Pierre. Say what's up, Pierre.
Hey, good evening, everybody. God bless.
Yeah, Brother L could not be here tonight. Had a little family situation. You know, he's definitely in our prayers. Hope everything works out. And listen. Before we start things off, I do want to say rest in peace. I was kind of shocked when I heard this today, but rest in peace to James Gandolfini, the actor who is mainly known for his role as Big Tony on The Sopranos. And yeah, I was kind of really shocked, you know, when I heard that. I mean, 51 years old, heart attack on vacation with his son in Italy. If that doesn't put things in perspective, you know, for everyone, like, life is short. You know what I'm saying? You never know. Like, take care of yourselves, and, you know what I'm saying? Take care of each other. You know what I mean? I also want to kind of get at my bro Pierre right now, because we were just talking about something. Now, he's planning on getting married. Now, he's inviting some co-workers, because, you know, we work together. You know, and I had to say, you know, me and you know, Pierre met on the job, but, you know, we built a friendship through that, and, you know, I very much consider him, you know what I'm saying, like a younger brother, you know. And, you know, because I'm a little older. I ain't old like that, but I'm a little older. But anyway.
You are kind of old, though, but go ahead.
No, you listen to that weird-ass young BS wannabe rap music. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? So he's planning on getting married. Now, he has some co-workers that he wants to invite to the job, I mean, to the wedding, but there's a couple of co-workers, especially one in particular, that I don't like, and I'm sure he's not too fond of me. So he wants to put us at the same table together. Now, I'm like, yo, are you serious, dude? Like, why would you put me at a table with somebody that I really don't like, especially when drinks are going to be involved? I mean, your wedding can turn into some newsworthy action. Like, what's up with that? Yo. Like, nah, man. I don't know. I mean, could you explain yourself with that one? What is this, like a Rodney King, can we all get along moment or something?
Well, I mean, I just think that I hope that you guys could, you know, get along just for a couple hours, just for the sake of, you know what I'm saying, being at my wedding, you know what I'm saying? Now, I'm definitely not as close with him as I am with you, you know what I'm saying? But it was more so his wife, the reason why I wanted to invite them, because me and his wife, we were pretty cool, you know?
Well, just invite his wife. Like, tell her to leave him home.
And then how does that look? But how does that look if I just invite his wife? And remember, we all work together. It ain't like, you know what I'm saying, that her husband don't work with us. It'd be a different story. Then I just invite her. But we all work together. So how do I answer to him and say, well when he asks me, how come you just invite my wife? How can you invite me? And we work together.
And you'd be like, yo, for real? Like, your invitation must have got lost in the mail because I sent it out. Like, oh, my gosh. Like, I'm so sorry. you sent two separate invitations and, you know, it's just, you know, the mailman forgot, you know, spelled his name wrong or something. Oh. But, yo, let's get it
that.
In. Yeah, okay. So, yo, let's get it in tonight's topic. Kama Sutra. 646-378-1882 is the guest call-in number. That means you. 646-378-1882. Now, Kama Sutra. As long as I've been hearing it, you know, everybody's equated it to just like sexual positions and just sex, sex, sex. Like, soon you hear Kama Sutra, all of a sudden it's like, oh, you know, it's time to get busy. But it's about that, but it's a little more. So I did a little bit of research for some Wikipedia. And basically, Kama Sutra, you know, is an ancient Indian Hindu text widely considered to be the standard work on human sexual behavior. In Sanskrit literature, written by Vatsyayana, a portion of the work consists of practical advice on sexual intercourse. Now, I can roll with that. You know, even though this stuff was written way long time ago, like I'm sure people were horn dogs back then, but, you know, I guess they were a little bit more, you know, business about their, you know, getting their business in. So, Kama. You know, I'm going to break down the Kama and the Sutra. So, from my readings, I found that Kama, which stands for one of the four goals of Hindu life, means sensual or sexual pleasure. Sutra literally means a thread or line that holds things together. Metaphorically, refers to an aphorism or a collection of aphorisms in the form of a manual. Now, excuse me, for those who don't know, aphorism is an original thought spoken or written in concise and memorable form. So, with that, historians attribute Kama Sutra to be composed between 400 BCE and 200 CE. You know, contrary to popular perception, especially in the Western world, Kama Sutra is not just an exclusive sexual manual or sex manual. It presents itself as a guide to virtuous and gracious living that discusses the nature of love, family, life, and other aspects pertaining to the pleasures of life. So, what do you think about that, Pete?
Well, first thing that comes to mind when I think, you know, Kama Sutra is, you know, a word that pops up is, you know, orgasm. You know, and I'm just not talking about just, you know, when two people are just having sex and one, you know, both of them reach their height. I'm thinking about that ultimate feeling. Or maybe, you know, just having that one-on-one connection with somebody when you guys are engaging in sex and, you know, just connecting with another person. And that's what I think of when I think of Kama Sutra.
Yeah, I can roll with that. Because, I mean, it is more than just that. You know what I'm saying? It's like from what I've been reading. I mean, like, we can look at it for the basic, you know, the sexual positions and stuff like that. But, like, do we really, like, because, I mean, nowadays, if you look at it, people are more, you know, everybody's more, like, sex-based, you know, than the whole sensual nature of it. I mean, because you do have different levels of it. Like, some you can look at it as just sex, like a one-night stand. Well, the one-night stand is basically it's just going to be a sexual act. It's going to be straight up and down intercourse. Like, no ifs, ands, or buts, you know, no type of emotions really involved. But when you got your own partner, you know, it's totally different. And, you know, I'm really hoping some ladies call in soon because two dudes having this conversation. It's kind of crazy right now. But anyway.
Yeah.
We know some of them be scared. But, yeah. Kama Sutra, basically, to me just adheres more to the sensual nature of the situation. So, you know, it's more about love. It's more about that intimacy. I mean, I remember we did the episode before, and, you know, I believe Tamika and Felicia had said it, that, you know, with women, sex is like 95% mental. And I think the thing with Kama Sutra probably adheres more to that. Even though it's physical, still and all, it's I guess it's more about getting at your partner in, you know, a mental / spiritual way. Mm-hmm. You know. So I mean, I know you're big on the whole, like, love thing. Because you know, you're just like, you know, you're loving. You're a good guy when it comes down to you and your woman, your fiance and stuff like that. You know, you're a very loving dude. So, like, have you ever, like, done any reading? Have you, on in terms of Kama Sutra, has there ever been anything that you have tried or attempted when it comes down to this stuff?
No, I'm actually new to the whole, you know, Kama Sutra thing, but, you know, it's something that, you know, my fiance and I, we definitely want to get into. And, you know, because that's the thing with, you know, when you're in a relationship, if you're constantly doing the same thing, you know, it gets boring after a while. You know, so you always, as a couple, you have to try to keep things new. That way things doesn't get, you know, routine. Like, you don't want to be, you know, engaging in sex with your partner and to the point where you know exactly what the other person's going to do, you know what they're going to say, and it's not even fun anymore. So you don't want to get to the point where it's feeling like it's a chore. You have to do it. It should be fun, exciting, you know?
True. This is true. Now, as I continue to read, that when it comes down to Kama Sutra, there's different categories of male and female partners. Now, according to the size and depth of their private organs, I actually, right now, I'm on a website, Kama Sutra Gym, which is KamaSutraSex.org. That is KamaSutraSex.org. So now, it says, according to the size and depth of their private organs, male and female partners have been put in three categories. These are Sash, Rabbit, Varish, Bull, Ashiva, Horse, for the males, and Margie, Doe, Badava, Cow, and Hashtini, she elephant, for females. Now, I really don't know what the hell all of that is meaning, but it goes further. It really goes further to break all, you know what I'm saying, all of it down. And interesting, very blank reading that I'm reading right now.
Well, what is this? I think there's a book that's going out now. Is it The Gray or Gray? Something that has to do with, you know, I think learning about sex or some kind of book that's based on sex. I think, is it called The Gray or something?
I don't know. What are you talking about? The 50 Shades of Grey or something like that?
50 Shades, is that the book number? Anyway, I don't know if this main focus is on sex or romance, or I don't know exactly what it is. I just heard people mention it. I didn't really get into much detail about it. Have you heard anything about that book?
Nah, I haven't heard of it. I haven't heard of it at all. I might have to Google real quick. Never heard of that at all. And see, the thing is, even though Brother Hell had an emergency, he really wanted to do this topic, and it's like, wow, he wanted to do the topic, but he's not here to jump in it. So, you know, we have to go forth and conquer. So, I guess there ain't nothing else to do but get into some of these positions. I mean, you know, see, you know what the thing is this.
I had a quick question.
What's up?
You know, this is stuff that, you know, I need to work on as a man, as far as like getting the mood right. Because, you know, us guys, we're ready. We could just go, you know, we don't need all this music and extra stuff. But my question to you, for man to man, how do you, you know what I'm saying, get your girl in them, hot, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, do you just go out and ask her? Like, what message do you, what signals do you send to your girl to let her know, yo, you know what I'm saying, it's about to go down, I want to do something. You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you do?
Well, I mean, when it comes down to stuff like that, really, it's all about being able to read each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when you were to jump off, you know, it's self-explanatory. Yo, take your drugs off. Like, when you come up to the crib, you know what's on. So when you come up to the crib, mm-hmm. if you're going to drink or whatever, do what you got to do, but make sure the drawers drop, and boom, that's that. Like, everything is just has to be said. But when you're in a relationship, you shouldn't have to, like, say, you know, oh, take that off. It's something that is kind of like automatic, but at the same time, it's all about timing. Like, you have to know your partner, and your partner have to know you. Like it was, you know what I'm saying, it was once told to me, like, I don't want to have to tell you what to do. Like, you should already know.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's easier said than done. Because a woman can tell you that, but everybody's different. So unless you really start to learn each other and pay attention to each other, like, you know, on an intimate, spiritual level, because like I said, it comes down to sex and sensuality, like, you got to be able to vibe. So when you vibe, it's spiritual. So you got to be able to really be in sync with your partner to know what's what. Because, I mean, haven't you ever been in a situation where you was in a relationship with somebody and, you know, you just gave them a look, or they just did one thing and all off the back, like, boom, you know, that was like the sign? Or you just felt like it was a moment where you could just make your move? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how you have to know your partner. But at the same time...
So, I mean, basically,
I'm listening.
That's it. So you're saying basically it just comes down to that kind of communication between you guys, that not necessarily that you guys are talking, but just being able to read each other and knowing when it's right, when it's the time, when it's not to do, you know.
Well, dude, I mean, in all actuality, I mean, to me, that's like the best sex right there. Like, when you don't have to say anything. Like, everything is just, everything is through vibe. Like, you're communicating without talking. Like, you know, somebody who knows where to put their hand, or somebody knows when to jump on the bed or jump off the bed. You know, it's just when you don't have to talk about it, or when you don't have to make certain moves, I mean, that's when it's just like, it's great. Because the communication was all mental. You know what I'm saying? It was all spiritual. It was all off of that sensual vibe. Like, there's a big difference between intercourse and intimacy. And one cannot, like, sex cannot trump intimacy. Because you can't have great sex without intimacy. Like, you can have sex, but you can have intercourse without, but it's just going to be sex. It's just going to be intercourse. Like, what is it without the intimacy? What is it without, like, passion? Very important.
Mm-hmm.
Like, passion is just something like that just has to be present. If passion is not present, then that means, like, either you cheating yourself or you cheating the person that you sex, like you with.
Mm-hmm.
But it has mm-hmm. to be there. But like I said, in a situation where it's like a boyfriend number two or, you know, a girlfriend number two, a little side piece or whatever, I mean, you can have the passion, but at the same time, it's not really called for because, you know, that's not where your heart really lies, and she knows that's mm-hmm. not where her heart lies. You know what I'm saying? It's just someplace else. So it is what it is for the time being.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it really boils down to reading your partner. You have to be able to read your partner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it also says, now, like, we can look at it like this, like, what's sexual intercourse? You know what I'm saying? Or, like, what is it? Is sexual intercourse commonly contributes to human bonding for either the purposes of pleasure or reproduction? Now, 9 times out of 10, people are having sex more for pleasure than for reproduction.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, now, reproduction can happen if you ain't strapping up or, you know, pulling out or, you know, other things can happen too, God forbid. But
mm-hmm.
the thing is, and I'll ask you this, has more of your, I'll just say maybe, sexual exploits been about bonding, or have they just been more about sex?
I would have to say that for most of my, you know, it would be just about sex, but, you know, recently, you know, in the past couple of years, it's been more about the bonding part of it.
Well, it's about bonding because you have a fiance.
Mm-hmm.
But would you say that if it was like a girlfriend or a side piece or something like that, or, you know, just a one night excite, like, would you be looking to bond then?
No, it's probably we just more about the sex then.
All right. I mean, having sex when definitely like that. That's what I'd say. There's a big difference between the intimacy and the bonding go hand in hand. So it's like when you're with your partner and the intimacy is proper, because intimacy just doesn't have to be, you know, penetration. Intimacy could be a couple of things. It could definitely be foreplay.
Mm.
You know, but the whole thing is that also goes hand in hand with bonding, because you're learning each other. It's an experience.
Yeah.
Like, just having sex is not an experience. It's just having sex. Even though somebody may be like, oh, wow, she made me come, or he made me come like 5 times, it was nice for the moment, but I wouldn't consider it an experience.
Mm-hmm.
As to where, you know, you're breathing on each other, you're looking at each other, you're listening to each other's heartbeat or whatever, you're playing and teasing with each other. You know, that's where the bonding comes in. That's where the intimacy is built up, and the excitement and the hype. And it just leads into what it leads into. Because, I mean, really, 9 times out of 10, when you got that side piece or whatever, it's like you just get what you need to get, and it's like, all right, you go home now.
Yeah.
But you don't treat your woman like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm like, it's really interesting. I mean, I would have to say that whole bonding thing is very important. Especially when you're in a relationship. I don't really think that sex takes precedence over the bonding and the intimacy part of it, because, you know, once again, that all relates back to spiritual or, you know, mental. Sex is great, but it's only great when it's done right. And like I said, it's not just like how when you saw DMX and Belly and he was blowing her back out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's like, oh, okay, whatever. You know.
But question, do you need to have, is it good to also have that in the midst of a relationship? Is it good to have those times where it's just like, you know, it's just crazy? Like, you have to balance it out, though, right? Like, it can't always, every time you guys have sex, it can't always be about, you know what I'm saying, the bond aspect of it. Sometimes it, you know, in the midst of a relationship, it can be that crazy, you know, for my, that DMX and Belly stuff, right?
Yeah, well, you know what? It's like this, of course. I mean, like it was said before, one episode, sometimes you just want that good hard fuck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and okay, cool. You can just want that good hard fuck. I guess that's what, you know, was being portrayed in you know, Belly. But I mean, what was really behind that? Like, see, that's my thing. Like, I've spoken and come across a lot of females in my, you know, travels, and what I find most interesting is the fact when I hear that, oh, well, you know, I just want to get my back blown out, or I just want this, or I just want some good sex, or I just had this and I just had that. And I'm like, I mean, I hear you talking, but what does it really mean? Like, what are you really saying? Like, were you saying, are you really satisfied, or were you really just talking about, you know, you getting yours off? Like, what's really good with that? Like, I see it like this. If you really about your game and pleasuring women, then you're going to try and go, you're going to try and pleasure them from all ends. Mm-hmm. You're going to go the route of intimacy first. Because if you want to keep them, you want to capture that mind. You want to capture that spirit in them. Because you know, once you do that, the door is always open for you to come back. Like, anybody can blow a chick back out. You know what I'm saying? Especially, you know, most of these cats who think like, oh yeah, I'm packing. Ah, you packing, but it don't mean you know how to swim. You know what I'm saying? It don't mean you know how to use it. Like, there's a lot of dudes out here think because they holding something that, oh, you know, every woman wants me, or every woman can't. Not. Yeah, I mean, there's women out there that like that, but dude, you got to know how to use that. It's just like with all sex. It's more than just lips and tongue, sweetheart. It's a whole lot more than that. But, you know, everybody just has to know their capabilities and what they're able to do and what they're not able to do, and that's that. But, I mean, I don't know, man. Like I said, anybody can blow it back out, but it takes more. For real, if you really want to be the man in this game, like I said, you got to know how to treat your woman. You got to really know how to put it down. Because the thing is, you want them to come back, or you want them to respect your game and be like, yeah, he's nice, but he's good. Like, he's what I want or what I need. You know what I'm saying? And it seems to me like this whole thing with this Kama Sutra, like I said, it's a whole lot more than just sex. So, I mean, really, technically you got to be in it to win it. Like I said, I'm, you know, I'm looking at, you know what I'm saying? You got to be in it, but you got to be in it right to win it. You know what I'm saying? Simple as plain. But this is very interesting. See, this is the part where, like, I wish, like, the show was, like, more visual, because then I would be able to kind of, like, show this stuff. But I'm looking at one position. It looks very regular. It's like the face-to-face. It's a position, classic and universal, but not for that reason boring. The face-to-face allows an infinity of variants to make it more attractive and exciting. The mobility of the hands and the proximity of the faces and the comfort of the bodies are advantages that made it famous. It's not necessary to fear to prove new types of contact during sex. It is a position that many identify with the love and the romance, the beginnings of a pair, and the adolescence. But it's worth the trouble to experience in all the stages of the sexual life and to remove the juice to its advantages. Now, I'm looking at this. It just looks like a position where she's laying down and he's on top and they're kissing. But once again, like he said, it's a classic and it's a universal position, but it's not boring because it's a picture of, you know what I'm saying, it's intimacy. Like, Now I'm gonna put this out there. I remember one time, many moons ago, you know what I'm saying? Like, I heard a chick say it, and I've heard a dude say it about a chick too, but it's like, oh, don't kiss me. Like, wait a minute. Like, I don't know if you've ever heard that, like, y'all about to get it in, or it's about to go down, and she like, oh, don't kiss me.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, wait a minute. My breath stink or something? Like, your breath stink or something? Like, what's the problem? Like, what you think about that?
Well, I mean, it depends if how the relationship you have with the person you're about to have sex with. If it's really strictly just about sex, then to me that's the lowest form of the sex. When you take apart the kissing, because you know what I'm saying, that's one of your more intimate things to do, you know what I'm saying? Without the kissing, like I said, you're really at the lowest form of just sex. Like, I just want to ejaculate, you know what I'm saying? That's it. You know, when there's no kissing. Because I think the kissing adds on to the intimacy and the connection and, you know, all that stuff that, you know, you should have.
True. I mean, was I offended by it? No. Because it just made me feel like, all right, we were, you know, well, I mean, it was a boyfriend, like, yeah, I was like the boyfriend number two type situation. But anyway, it just made me feel like, all right, well, I know off the back, like, this is what it is. Like,
yeah.
No problem. Like, you don't, like, all you want to do is get yours, so I'm going to focus on getting mine. But the wild thing, at the end of all that, you know, it was like, you want to do some pillow talk. Like, dude, you don't not kiss somebody and then want to do some pillow talk. Like, that crap don't make no sense. Like, you don't want to try and be close to somebody that you don't even want to kiss on. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just find that very interesting. That's why it's like with certain things, once again, going back to this whole Kama Sutra thing, like, you just can't do that. You just can't do this shit with anybody. Simple to plain. Like,
yeah.
You just can't rock these positions with anybody. You just can't get into this with anybody because, first of all, I mean, these positions, this whole, I guess, I would just have to say for the moment right now, like, this whole lifestyle, Like, this is not for just one night stands. This is not for just jump offs. Like, this is straight relationship, you know, marriage, you know, people. People who are married or, you know, in committed relationships. Like, that's what this is for. Because it also seems
yeah,
like...
Yeah, and, you know,
like,
all jokes aside, this can be the difference between, you know what I'm saying, this could be the thing that saves a relationship. You know what I'm saying? Because you can have somebody, like, there could be somebody listening right now that's, you know, on that brink of stepping out because, you know, they're not satisfied with the, you know, like I said earlier, with the sex. It's getting too repetitive. You know what I'm saying? And it's just getting boring. So, you know, people should take this, definitely should take this serious.
True. True. I mean, I gotta ask you this. Is, and once again, like, what is your take on the whole, like, Kama Sutra? Like, what is your take on this? Period, point blank. I know you just, like, gave a brief description, which is, you know, straight up and which is good, but, like, I need you to come at me. Like, for a person who is about to get married, for a person who has been in a long-term relationship, like, what do you think that you can get out of this that can help or just escalate what you already have going on?
Well, I think it'll only help, you know, and it'll give, you know, somewhat of a, you know, to try new things, you know, and... And after being with, you know, my fiance for 5.5 years, not saying that anything's wrong with, you know, what we have going on, but it's always, you know, regardless of what, there's always room for improvement. You know what I'm saying? And I'm definitely open to new stuff, you know what I'm saying? And I would hope that, you know, my fiance would be, you know, willing to do the same thing. You know, we all should be, you know, trying to do this, because at the end of the day, you know, I think we were brought here to, you know, not trying to make sound, you know, crazy anything, that, you know, I think we're all brought here to please another person, you know what I'm saying, whether that be, you know, I don't want to count, like, you know, I don't hope I'm not coming off as trying to be, you know, nasty or pervert or anything, but we all should be at the top of our game and when it comes to stuff like that. You know, so I'll definitely be open to learning more about that.
True. Well, they have books on it. They have books on it. Illustrations. Definitely, you know, very informative. I mean, like I said, you really got to, you know, look at some of the positions. Like I said, you can do the reading, you know, you can deal with the history of it. But, I mean, even going back to the, like, the kinds of partners, you know, or, like, the whole, like, just the benefits of it, you know, it's so many variations, man. It's so much, and that's why I'm like, it's one thing to you know, talk about it, but like what it really looks like to me, like with this whole Kama Sutra thing, is like, it's something that you really, really have to be about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, because think about it. Look how, imagine how, you know, after you just get some or whatnot, how good you feel and how much tension you release and, you know, you're better. After you have sex and whatnot, you know, you're more relaxed. You know what I'm saying? You're able to deal with, you know, stuff that come at you a little bit better. than most. Because you ever see somebody in the street, you're like, wow, you can, they just look so mad. And then, you know, and keep it real, you know, if you see a girl walk and she just got, like, this crazy attitude, you're like, wow, she really must have been getting none in a while. She, like, at least then ain't got it good. Because you know when you got it good, men and women, you definitely have a different, you have a different energy to you.
Oh, definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, definitely. I mean, there's definitely no doubt about that. It is, you know, a different. I mean, you know, after some good, you know, sexual healing, you do approach the world just a little bit better. You see, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you're able to, you know, let things roll off your shoulder a little bit more. You know, but like I said, like all these damn different positions. I mean, whether it's getting, you know, in the coochie a little deeper than you normally would, or doing something that may get you twisted up a little bit. Either way, I think it's really more on the lines of just going through the experience and the motions with your partner, because it's like it's about sharing. It's about sharing, and it's about like, well, let's do this or let's do that. Like you're actually doing something together. I mean.
Yeah, and you're learning,
like saying, oh, let's go. Yeah, yeah, you are learning. Because, I mean, it's not like, oh, come on, let's go to the movies. Like, yeah, you could go to the movies, but there's a big difference between sitting down, looking at a book with different Kama Sutra positions, and be like, oh, let's try that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is, you know, that's some real shit right there. Because you actually, you know, once again, you're going back to that bonding. And it kind of takes the edge off.
Yeah, and you're in your comfort zone. Most likely, you want to try this with somebody that you actually care about, and you want a good relationship. You know what I'm saying? You want just this is. You don't do this with the one night. You know what I'm saying? With the girl, with the side people, this some chick that you just meet for the first night. You know what I'm saying? You definitely want to have a partner, and it makes it easier because, like I said, you're comfortable. If you make a mistake, it's not that big of a deal. Both you guys are learning. And it just makes it easier, and it's fun, and it's more fun that way. You know,
definitely.
Because it doesn't sound like something. Because it doesn't. This doesn't sound like something you're gonna learn overnight.
Oh, nah. It's definitely not something you're gonna learn overnight. But the thing is, like I said, it's just the thing of. You guys, like, this is the word that I was looking for, experimenting.
Mm.
That's what it's all about. It's about the experiment. Because, like, you know, you have some people that, you know, that are kind of afraid of their body. You know, even though, you know, they don't mind having sex, but, you know, they want to be wrapped up in blankets because they're afraid of their partner looking at them. But the whole thing is this. You have to be comfortable with yourself, no matter what. Because the whole thing is, if that person is with you for the reason of a sexual nature, I mean, how you look, apparently the person don't give a goddamn how you look. Like, when it's time to get it in, it's time to get it in. But it's the experience that you're trying to create with that person that you're with. But like I said, you can't create an experience with everyone, or you can't. I mean, you can experiment, but the experience part of it is totally different. So like I said, I look at some of these positions, and this is not like something you just want to be doing with a jump off, or you know, a little side piece or something. Like, you know, this is something you might want to discuss, because I mean, some of these things have you got to have some agility. You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying you gotta be Batman or Robin or something like that. But you know, you might have to have a little bit of agility and some upper body strength.
You might want to do stretching beforehand.
Yeah, you might want to do shit. You might want to do some push-ups. you might want to do some push-ups before you get in the mix. But I mean, yeah, it's really all about that experience. And everything here is that I'm looking at is really on the an intimate level. Like, they got a position called the Amazon, where it's like the dude, what it says, the man relaxes and lies down with the legs slightly open and flexible toward his chest. The erection, the delay to her. What the hell? Somebody wrote something wrong. That one complies, squatting, comforting her. Basically, he's laying on his back with his legs up. She sits on him, and his legs is like wrapped around her waist. Like, I know it sounds kind of crazy, but, you know, it's definitely something.
What,
like, some dudes.
And what is it called?
Some
what
dudes,
is it called?
It's called the Amazon. Like, some dudes would probably feel, like, demasculated because, like, they're on their back and they got their legs wrapped around her. Like, see, that's the thing. Like, another thing with this, like, you got to be confident. Like, you can't sit there and be like, oh, well, I don't know. Like, nah, you can't get off that bullshit. Like, this is sex. You know what I'm saying? And this is sex between, you know, you and the person that you care about. So you can't really have any inhibition. Like, you got to drop all that stuff to the side. But like I said, I look at the position, and it really looks like a position where she can bitch him out.
Well, I mean, I just Googled it, and I picked up the image that they have shown. It's almost as if a guy is sitting in a chair, and the girl is, you know, on top of him. That's what they have here for the Amazon.
Nah, what I'm looking on this website, like I said, on this website, it's called KamaSutraSex.org. And it has the positions, and like, yeah, she's the one, you know, on top, and you know, she looked like she could possibly be running the show. So,
okay.
I mean, you like, wow, like there's some real interesting shit up here. Like, you know what I'm saying? The thing you'd be like, damn, like, you need to print off some copies of this stuff. You know, just like walk with it or something. But I mean, yeah. Wait, hold on. Oh, hold on. Yes, sir.
Good evening, all. Good evening.
Brother L, how's my sister doing? Why are you calling in? Like, aren't you supposed to be tending to sister?
I tended to her. She should be okay. She really should be okay. You know, but bro, yeah, as always, I thank you for the love and the care going out to her and to the family. But she should be okay. She should make 100% full recovery. You know. So,
oh, good. Thank God.
Yes, thank you. So, guys, let's get to the meat of this. Where are we, and what's going on, and what's the you know? So, fill me in, please.
Well, first of all, you know, once again, I'm disappointed in the ladies. 646-378-1882. You know, because you got three guys up here talking about sex, and there's no you know, ladies to be found anywhere.
A lady's point of view on making love, sex, or just a slam bam is always appreciated.
Well,
you know, because
I would think,
because it's different when it comes from a female perspective. We get like little inlays. There's things that women like that are really not discussed between a man and a woman, only between a woman and a woman. So, you know, ladies, we need you to call in on this topic. I'm just coming in, so I don't know what's been going on and what's been said. So, guys, fill me in on what it is and what you want.
All right, so we're going to do a quick recap. We went over the whole thing about starting about Kama Sutra.
Okay.
Ancient Indian
Hindu text widely considered to be the standard work on sexual human behavior. The part of Kama, which stands for one of the four goals of Hindu life, means sensual or sexual pleasure. Sutra literally means a thread or line that holds things together. Metaphorically refers to an aphorism or a collection of aphorisms in the form of a manual.
Well,
now
I must say somebody was doing their homework.
Yeah, I mean, to sum it up, like I read earlier, contrary to the popular perception, especially in the Western world, Kama Sutra is not just an exclusive sex manual. It presents itself as a guide to virtuous and gracious living that discusses the nature of love, family life, and other aspects of the aspects pertaining to the pleasures of life. Now, Kama Sutra,
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, please.
No, so in other words, what you're saying is it's almost like a guide to well living between a man and a woman, whether it's making love or not making love, or just being in love, and making love is just a paramount part of it?
Well, as we were discussing earlier, the Kama Sutra, in my opinion, is more about bonding.
Bonding.
It's more about, like you don't do this with a jump off. You don't do this with boyfriend number
two.
I mean, you can do it, but at the same time, if it's not somebody that you really want to share with, then it's the experience of it is not going to be the same. Because when you look at some of these positions, it's about experimenting.
Like me, per se, like, you know, if when it comes to like a jump off, per se, you know, back in the day, there were certain positions I would leave for a woman that I wanted to be with, not with a jump off. You know, like getting a woman, one of my things was like taking a lady and just, I wouldn't say manhandling her, but showing her who's the man, like getting her like in a sleeper hold, getting her from behind, putting her like in a sleeper hold, not choking her, but just holding her neck firmly in the sleeper hold while you're getting her from behind. It's very arousal, very erotic, and very, it seemed like a very masculine position to be in for a man, where you just have a woman around her neck, like I said, not choking her, but just holding her firmly where she can feel it, but she's enjoying it. It's just the thrill of you having her like that. Very sensual. It is. I find it. It was, you know, kind of very masculine, you know.
Listen, as long as you ain't catch a charge.
You know?
As long as you ain't catch a charge, you know what I'm saying?
No, never left Bruce. Never left Bruce. Or just taking a woman and putting her in handcuffs and putting her hands behind her back, you know, and while whether she's mounting you or you kind of have her in a very submissive position where, you know, she feels like she's bonded, but yet it's just that you're just taking her somewhere that's a little bit different, you know. I mean, just handcuffs alone, it does something to a woman's psyche. It really does.
Mm-hmm.
I find.
Well, I mean, like I said, I'm on this website.
I don't know yet if my relationship is ready for that point where I can take my girl and put her in the one of those
the sleeper
hold
kind of like
the
choke.
Hold.
I mean,
you can't say that. You've been together with her for 5 years. She is your fiance. You cannot.
Wait, whoa.
Exactly.
You've been together for how long? No, see, you should have been doing this year one.
So you recommend putting them in a sleeper hole year one?
Well, it depends on, like, your character also. But, see, if you are very, like, see, I don't know how your mannerisms are, like, when you're walking about, but if you almost turn like a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, like, in the bed, women get turned on by that. So if you're a nice man in the street opening doors, but then you grab her up in the bed and everything, she'll get with that.
Oh, okay.
But I must say, it's not to do it aggressively. You do it sensually and sexually. You know, while you're getting her from behind, you know, doggy style, you know, you just kind of raise her up, like where her back is to your chest. And while you're, you know, guys are going through the motions deep into it, you just, as you're kissing on her neck, you know, hearing her breathing, you know, her exasperating herself, you know, going through the motions, you just kind of just slip your arms around the neck and, you know, start nibbling here, nibbling there, grabbing, then you just gently just apply a little bit of pressure just to let her know, I have you this way.
Oh, I mean, do you tell her this? I mean, do you, before you guys engage in, like, do you let her know?
You don't tell her before.
I told you earlier, you can't talk about this stuff. It's all in a vibe.
You have to be at a certain level in the act of making love or sex to where it's very passionate. When things get very passionate, you could do a lot of things with a woman that she'll just, before she even realizes what's going on, it's being done.
Mm-hmm. But you know what the thing is? But Pete, you got to have that security in yourself. You got to have that security in your relationship. You got to have that feeling where, like, you got to be comfortable. Like, you don't have to be comfortable with a jump off. You don't have to be comfortable with boyfriend number two. Once again, sex is just sex. But when it comes down to you and your partner, your fiancé, your mate, your committed relationship, like, you have to be on a certain comfort zone, a certain level,
you
or
do.
And especially to do some of these positions.
Yes. Well, that's why I said, you know, you do it not aggressively, but you just kind of like groove into it. You know, you just groove into it. And I'm gonna tell you, once you're there with it, afterwards she's like, I can't believe you did that. Oh my gosh, that was great. I'm telling you. You don't tell her, well, this is what I'm gonna do to you. No, you don't do that one. It won't go well. You just have to just get into it. You know, just flow into it. You know, and also, I must say, oranges are very erotic for women also. When you just take it, it's like a slice of orange.
You can eat healthy
slices,
beer at the same time.
Orange slices. You know, you just play with it down there and, you know, swirl it around a little bit and go for a lick.
Okay, so what... I just want to get back to the sleeper hole thing. Is there somebody... I just want to make to the sleeper hole. What if I don't do this? Where do I go to learn a proper sleeper hole? It's like...
Sleeper hole?
Yeah, because I don't... What if somebody doesn't know how to do a sleeper hole?
Okay, all right. See, now, you don't have to actually put her in the sleeper hole, but... It's like, all right, you ever had her stand in front of you and, like, you're, like, on a platform and you just, like, put your arm, like, around her chest area, basically? Okay, it's something like that, but you just put it up, like, towards her neck, you know? And like I said, you're not squeezing off of air. You don't want to do that, although some women do like that. Trust me, some women do like it. They'll actually say, choke me. You know, but,
I mean, have you gotten to that point where you're actually applying a little bit more? What have you get to that point where she's asking you to apply a little bit more pressure than you're a little, that you're not, you know, a little, you know, used to using?
Well,
you know,
then put it like this. You let her hands, you let her hands kind of dictate that.
Exactly. You let her dictate how much pressure. If she wants to feel, if she wants more pressure, like, yeah, she'll, either she'll go tighter, harder, or she'll take your arm, or she'll take her arm and put it up to where your arm is at and push, like pushing into her throat or like around her neck to where it's like, yeah, give me a little bit more squeeze, daddy. Like I said, it's very, it's when you get something like this, it's pretty erotic. Yes.
Check this out. In the Kama Sutra, there's this position that's called the screw. It says listen. Nothing else recommendable for a woman with difficulties to arrive at orgasmo.
Okay.
That the positions that press clitoris while the vagina is penetrated. She lies down on the edge of the bed and pins her legs flexible to a flank of her body. This allows to maintain clitoris catch between its better allies to arrive at orgasm. The vaginal lip.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't mean to.
I'm sorry. Arrive at orgasm, the vaginal lips. Like, this is what I'm reading. The woman can contract and relax all the zones while in front of penetrates may kneel her touching his chest. Like, somebody must have, I don't know who typed this out, but it didn't even sound right. But, you got to really look at the illustration.
Well,
I mean, it's
basically, that's the thing. I would have to see it. I think what it sounds is like, is like almost like she's hanging off the bed almost, or like you're hanging off the bed, or is it, because you said bring her to the edge of the bed, so I'm assuming that the man's legs are down off the bed, and her legs are kind of up almost.
Well, her legs are basically pent back.
That's
ears,
what I'm saying. Okay.
And he's
Yes. Then I understand the position. I believe I know what it is. So, in other words, your feet, you're off the bed. She's on the bed. You have her feet, her legs positioned up and back and over, basically.
On
the bed. Okay, yes. Been there, done that. What you can also do in that position, while she's like that, is you take your thumb. You could take your thumb, you could put it on her clitoris, and while you're grooving, you can massage her clitoris. And sparks will fly for her. So it's like you have the penetration and you're also stimulating the clitoris.
Stimulating,
which will,
at the same time.
Yes, which will, I mean, it's explosions and fireworks for her. Well, I'm just saying it is, though. But, yeah, okay, so that position I do know. Way to go. I didn't know I was doing Karma Sutra all this time. Look at that. My own Karma Sutra. Been doing it all along. That's awesome.
I still
haven't got over the sleeper hole.
Oh, yeah, dude. That's some significant stuff there. Because you want to know what it's almost like you're embracing her. You know, like you're embracing her and you just are like enveloping her, and it's almost like a security almost. Also.
Once again, like where Brother Elvis coming from, sorry to cut across. It's that experience. Like, you guys, like, you can't be afraid to share one another.
No.
Like, you can't
no.
go through your engagement. You can't go through your relationship, your engagement, and your marriage not sharing one another.
No.
Like,
and
you have to
explore.
Like,
you have to explore each other. You know, you have to explore, and you have to see what she likes. She has to see what you like, you know. You got to try different things. I can't lie or I can't deny, but, you know, when you watch a porno, you might see a position that, you know, that you might find interesting. You might want to try it. So, you know, why not try it? You know, I mean, that's sometimes, I mean, a lot of times I watch porn, that's what I get some of my positions from. Hey, I got to try that. Or you can even put a twist in there. You might add something else to the fire, you know. So, I mean, truthfully, in all honesty, there's nothing wrong with watching porn. You get ideas, you get creativity, you know. Why not?
I mean, first of all, like I said, everybody's not up for the regular missionary style of keeping it plain. You gotta have some variance in it. You know what I'm saying?
Of course, absolutely.
Like, you can be going missionary and then turn around, you know, drop down. You know, put your face between the legs for a couple of minutes, and then, you know what I'm saying, go back in. Like, you gotta break it up.
Yeah.
But you gotta break it up. You can't be afraid. Like, dudes be talking this bullshit. Oh, I don't
exactly
eat
what you have to
coochie.
Do, bro.
Listen, if you don't
exactly.
eat coochie, if you don't eat coochie, somebody else probably will, and your girl gonna bounce. Like, simple and plain, or she's just gonna have one person number two for your whole relationship. Like,
I see it like this.
Can't be afraid.
Keep her guessing.
Yeah.
Keep her guessing. It's all about keeping it fun and keeping it fresh and keeping them guessing. Women love that. When it comes
like, yo, you ever use whipped cream?
Whipped cream, Snickers, Twix, oranges.
You ever use any of this stuff?
Great. Sweet potato pie. Ice cream.
Ice.
I hate ice. I hate ice. Chocolate
you hate
syrup.
Ice? What's
yeah,
wrong
I don't
with
like ice?
Ice. The chocolate
it's
syrup
too damn cold.
Is okay. Well, that was for you. I use ice.
The only thing I've ever used is probably like whipped cream, but I don't, you know, do all that extra stuff.
I mean, what? Snickers? Snickers is good.
What do you actually do
it
with these snacks? These Snickers and Twix?
What you do? Okay. This is what you do.
Oh.
If you really don't...
And how many Snickers and Twix are you using? Are you just using one pack?
You could use... It depends. If you're doing it... In the summertime, it's not going to last long, I'm going to tell you that much. If you don't have no AC, it ain't going to last long. I'm telling you that right now. But Snickers or Twix, what you do is you take it, you take the Snickers. If you're really not comfortable with, you know, going down on the woman and you need some flavor down there or if you just don't like the taste of a vagina, you take it and you rub it on the clit. You don't put it inside her. You give her an affection.
Mm-hmm.
But you just want to rub it on the clit. Rub it on the clit and just then lick it off. Start lapping it up. Kiss it. Suck it. You know? And just put her
be intimate
on the clit.
With it.
Yes, exactly.
You got to be intimate.
And then what you do is you take it and see if she'll take a bite and lick it. And then you lick and eat, and, you know, you guys have a good time and take it from there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
I mean, listen.
Chocolate. When you smell the chocolate, it's just, arousing. And when you're in, you know, when you're just in the depths of her, and you got the chocolate going, you know, not chocolate being inside, but once you have that chocolate, like, right there, and she's sucking it, and then you kissing her, just the chocolate in her mouth, and you kissing her, it's just, it's just like, oh. It's,
well, you can tell that man likes chocolate.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just curious. I mean, now this is just this is a quick question. How much have you gone through in one, you know, serving of, like, how many Twix and cheese or candy have you used in one?
Wait, say that again. I'm sorry.
How many cheese or candy have you gone through in one, you know, session?
How many candies?
Yeah.
Truthfully, in all honesty, I mean, I might have had maybe two Twix, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Like two bars of Twix. I like Twix, so they'll tend to go fast. Snickers, I can keep that going for a while, Snickers, because it doesn't melt as fast, you know. So,
I got to throw this in. What about
say, like, Snickers does not rub, like, it doesn't melt as good as, like, a Twix onto, like, the clitoris, basically, I find. For some strange reason, I don't know why. I found that a little bit better. It just melts a little bit easier.
So it's safe to say that. So it's safe to say that if I was to come to your house, chances are I probably shouldn't ask any candy for you, any Snickers or anything like that.
Well, I must say, it's not something that I do every day. It's not something that I do all the time. It isn't. You know, you gotta, it's for like it's like this. If you have a good hamburger, the best hamburger every day, the hamburger's the bomb. You know what that hamburger's going to become? A regular hamburger.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but
if you have less than that hamburger, you're gonna hate it. So everything is in moderation. You can't do it all the time. You don't want to do it all the time because you become too accustomed to it, and then you be changing bed sheets all the damn time.
Mm-hmm.
It gets a little messy.
Like prime example,
you're gonna have a chocolate stain somewhere.
Like, have you ever come across, like Pete, have you ever come across a squirter?
No, unfortunately, no.
Don't worry about it. Not all women squirt.
Yeah, not all women, but there's a strong possibility. You can. With the right applications, you can turn your woman into one. Not all women do it, but it seemed like it's more of like this whole pressure buildup type thing that causes them to do it. But dude, you gotta experience like the squirt. Yeah, you gotta experience the squirt. Like, it's like the ultimate. Like, that's what I'm saying. When it gets to where you're at in your relationship, you know, right now, is even though you kind of, you know, overextended, you should right now you're in a good spot. Like, right now you guys should be doing, like, weird shit. Like, in the handball court, in the park somewhere, down by the river.
Stand up in front of the
garage or in the elevator.
Have you done that yet?
Well,
have you just stood in front of a mirror or just watched from a mirror as you and your lady is doing the do?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean,
good,
I don't know what she's doing. I do.
Now, you can learn things from that, watching her body and watching your body. When you do certain moves, you can see her react a certain way, and then you're like, oh, okay.
But you got to drop the inhibition. You got to drop. You can't have, and if you guys are, like, not just not you, but I'm just saying in general. If you're having sex, you can't really have inhibition. Like, you can't. Like, that should have been dropped at the door.
Well,
like, it should be a free for all.
I see it like this. If you have an ambition, you know, if it's a big old girl that you know you shouldn't be with and she got cottage cheese and the ambitions come up, don't do it.
That's disgusting. That's disgusting.
Don't do it. Save yourself a headache. Don't do it. It happens.
That's nasty.
But
yeah,
it's all about, you know, making her happy and making yourself happy also, you know, when it comes to making love and being comfortable, you know, and I mean, it, talk about it, you know, doesn't hurt.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't hurt to talk about it afterwards, you know, even before, you know.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you guys have that understanding, it's okay. It's all good. Like, you never know. You might learn that maybe she doesn't want it all wild and crazy. She just wants it nice, even keeled, and take her to her climax where she's happy and, you know, then she's good. Some women just want that. I have been there where I was just like, what's going on? She's done. Yeah, she's happy. You know, you just gotta know, you know, certain women's limits. Some women like to get that climax, that just that one and that's it. Some women, hey, all night. So, you know, it's just, you want to be on the same page.
You want to have that connection.
Yes, and
once
you get there,
you gotta have that connection.
It's a beautiful thing where, you know, anywhere, like almost, I want to say anything goes, but where you're always comfortable no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Where there's no anxiety. You know, like you said, no inhibitions, no anxiety.
No judging.
Exactly, just free-flowing. You know, just free-flowing and beautiful.
There's nothing like I said earlier, when you don't have to communicate what you want done, your partner just kind of already knows to do it. Like,
I mean,
you don't have to tell them, you know, just... You know, you may have to nudge them and they already know, or you just get up and they already know what's next. You know, it's like every time may seem like a rehearsal, but it's the real play going on.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's that whole sex thing. It's like I said, sex is good. But the bonding aspect is better. Like, I'm gonna be real. Like, you ever been inside somebody that you care about and you just wanted to just stay right there? Like,
yes.
You didn't want to move.
Yes.
You didn't want to do nothing. You
yes.
just, I'm like, you just stay right there, like you guarding that shit. Like, I'm staying
yes.
right here. I ain't moving. Like, this is my territory. Like, you
oh.
didn't have to pull out or nothing. You just staying right there.
Yes.
That's the bonding.
It is. You are
it's
absolutely
totally,
right.
Yeah, it's a totally different feel.
It is.
Like, you don't really do that with somebody you don't care about. Unless
no.
you kind of get, like, stuck on stupid.
No. Like a scuzzy chick, you know, you just get in there and you just beating it and beating it and beating it. You're like, all right, she get hers, I'm going to get mine, and we're going to be good. A chick that you care about, you want her to experience you, and you want to experience her. And notice I have to experience you, and you experience her. Like her body rhythm. You know, your body rhythm. Where y'all become in tune, where you don't have to say anything. It's everything just flows and happens, and it's like, It's like y'all are just like melding, like artwork, you know, just transforming this way and transforming that way, like clay, just molding each other. Where you don't have to stop and go, okay, look, I want you to turn this way. Stop resisting. You know, like, or are you looking at, what are you doing? Or she's looking at you like, what are you doing? Or what are you trying to do? You know?
Yeah, it's like, yo, just let me handle this. I mean, because sometimes there is a point where sometimes you may have to communicate because your partner may be like, you know, like, there's also those times where, you know, you're getting it in, then you stop, then you flip positions, you're getting it in. Like, your partner could be, like, stuck on the last move, like, whoa. Like, okay,
yeah,
hold on, like, let me catch up. And sometimes you want to let them catch up, but you don't, because you need to keep that climax going. You need to keep that passion going. You need to keep, you know, like, her on her toes.
Tell it, brother.
Just as much as she's trying to keep you on your toes.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Keep her on the toes.
So... It's like where you're at right now. Like, I guess to quote Steve Martin, like, you need to be more of a wild and crazy guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you need to, like, you might wanna do more experiment. Because I mean, I can admit, I can always, you know what I'm saying, do some more experiment. Always.
It never stops.
Yeah.
It never stops, you know. Never stops. Always, you know. Never stops. Always just keep trying something new, different. Even if it's just a little bit. Even if it's just a certain body movement only. You know. You might do three humps and then you go in deep and hold. Go five.
Mm-hmm.
Or just do like a little jackhammer real quick. Da 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 da. And then stop.
Yeah.
And then and then stop, and then just take it back, wind it up, and just and just leave it there, and see what she does.
Yep.
Or just tease her, just halfway it, dip it in, dip it out, and then just hang over her and just be like, oh.
And then give her a little squeeze on the neck. Don't choke out. Give a little squeeze on the neck and then pound her again for a little while longer and then just get up and go make you a sandwich. And she's like, where you going? Like, you're going to make me a sandwich. Like, unless you want to finish, you're going to make one for me.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Well, hold on.
We have somebody calling in?
60.
Yes.
8704. Four, you are on the air. How you doing?
I'm just listening. I'm just listening. I'm good.
Thank God. Thank you. It's a female. It's a lady. Thank you. Oh,
They always call in 40 to 30 minutes before the show is over.
I don't
put me in a category with everyone else.
Hello, dear, and how are you? And please, chime in. Please.
Well, I'm good, and I'm just tuning in because I'm actually currently in the mall.
Oh. Alrighty. Doing some shopping in the mall, and wow. She's shopping in the mall and listening in on Roma Sutra. Now, you've been listening in, right?
I'm just tuning in.
Oh, you're just tuning in. Okay, well, Brother B, since you started it, I will let you handle it from here.
Well, I'm just saying, we were just basically talking about Kama Sutra. And,
discussing,
you know, of course,
sex and how we like it.
Yeah, we were just discussing sex.
Between
men and women. Kama Sutra is not,
between
Kama
men
Sutra
and women.
It's not just about sex.
Yeah. No.
You know what I'm saying? It's more than that. It's about, you know,
a way of life.
Experimenting, you know, with your partner, like being comfortable you know, with doing certain positions and doing certain things. Like, it's not just about, you know, the regular old sex. You know, it's more than that. So
yeah, well, you're talking
as a woman,
holes and candy bars.
Yeah, that too. But it's about you being comfortable with your partner and your partner being comfortable with you, and where you guys can take it to a place where you both are comfortable in your sex life, where you're both comfortable, you know, where you don't, it's not like you're not like really bounded by boundaries, you know, you have that connection. Yes.
Okay.
You know, so that's what we're discussing. Like, I was just like, I came in late because I had some business to attend to, but where I came in at, I was like, well, you know, I just happened to mention one sexual position where you have a woman some like doggy style, but what you do is you rise up and you're on your knees and she's on her knees also, but she's in front of you, and you just take your arm and like you like put her in like, I want to say like a choke or like a neck hold. You're embracing her, you know. Now, what would you think about that? I mean, I don't know.
I don't find anything wrong with that. I mean, truthfully, that's a pretty nifty position.
Thank you.
Anything with a chokehold, personally, but that's just my personal opinion.
Yeah. See, now this is something that I have noticed with women. I don't know what it is, but I noticed that women like to be held and choked around the neck.
Not all, but yeah.
I'm just saying I have found this quite.
It's interesting.
Yes, that's what I must say. I find it very interesting. So I just come to play on that a little bit. Even when I'm with, you know, I'll choke her, but just put your hands. Just putting the hands around the neck a little bit and just giving a little love squeeze, it turns things a different way.
That
you call
it the love squeeze.
Yeah, it's a love squeeze. It just adds to it. You know? It just adds to it. And also, I was talking about using chocolate, like Twix, Snickers, you know, rub it on the clit, go down for a little taste, come up, she kisses you, you kissing her. Just the aroma of the chocolate and you in that passion, it just adds to it also.
Okay, I mean, that's a little different. I mean,
don't forget the oranges.
I'm supposed to get both.
Well, okay, there was oranges
all. All I say is whatever I'm supposed to get both. I mean, life sneakers work just as well as chocolate. But, you know, hey.
Yes. Absolutely. But this is what I'm talking about. It's all about being, you know, the person being comfortable with it.
Which is very true. However, one of the things about the Kama Sutra, which most people, you know, they kind of dibble and dabble in bits and pieces, not really knowing the origin of it. But if you just kind of like study the breathing.
She just brought in a different aspect. Breathing. That is important. Very important.
Study the breathing of the person because
yes,
the breathing is what is actually really key. And it makes it introduces another erogenous zone.
Yes, it does. She is absolutely correct. Because if the person is just breathing regular, just breathing, like shallow, then chances are they're not where you want them to be. But if there's some deep panting and some deep breaths going on,
pretty sure it's going okay.
It's more controlled. Yeah. It's a more controlled breathing. It's not necessarily just
heavy panting.
It's, you know, panting, you know, it's just controlled.
Okay.
Okay. I had a question. I mean, I already asked Byron this, but have you guys heard anything about that book, 50 Shades of Grey?
Yes.
You know.
Is that, well, what have you heard about that? I don't know, if maybe you read it, or what do you know about that book?
Stop with that earpiece.
Sorry, I got to have the earpiece on driving.
Oh, yes, you do.
And I can't put you on the speaker in my car because I have children in my car.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Oh yeah. Mm. Yes.
Yeah, I understand.
This is
50 Shades of Grey.
I must say, if you are under the age of 18, maybe you shouldn't be listening to this.
I'm saying, if
you're
under the age of 25, maybe you shouldn't be listening to this.
Yeah, I was going to say at least 21.
You just talked about the 50 Shades of Grey, but that's a very new book. However, there is a book called Black Erotica.
Yes.
Which most people, I think, if they wanted to find out more information about the body and the Kama Sutra and just different sexual, anything sexual, that would be the book to read.
Yes.
But that's just
Black Erotica.
Yes.
Sounds nice. I might have to look this up.
Actually,
but, you know,
they sell it in Barnes & Noble. It's 1998. I will not doubt it. It's a great book.
Ah, so you read it.
Backwards and forwards. And there's an actual, there's an actual piece in the book called Continent, which is basically the exploration from head to toe.
Oh,
with
awesome.
The hair follicles going all the way down to your toes.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
You see.
So, but believe it or not, most people don't realize that the Kama Sutra is not just about having sex.
Well, yeah, that's what
okay.
I was saying earlier. That's what that's what I spoke about. I was reading about. It's not just about sex. I mean, one of the whole principles of Kama Sutra is a guide to virtuous and gracious living that discusses the nature of love, family, life, and other aspects pertaining to the pleasures of life. I mean, but when you want to look at some of the positions, like I said, these positions are not something that you just do with or experiment with just anybody. This is
no,
something
you
when you feel comfortable with your partner, and this is what you guys do. But it really contributes to bonding. And I really think that's one of the key things when it comes down to Kama Sutra. It's all about bonding.
Yes. I got you on that one, so. Yeah.
You know,
I
like anybody can just have sex. You know, but
yeah,
sex,
but
what is sex
intimacy
without
that
passion?
Goes along with it.
Exactly. Like I said, what's intimacy without passion? What's sex without passion? Like, it basically is just sex. But, you know, you got to have a little bit more than that. But, you just don't have that with everybody. You just don't be pulling passion out to anybody. Nah. Because when you got that emotional attachment going on, you know, you only want that emotional attachment with the one that you love and that you're with. You don't just put that out there for everybody to do. Probably set yourself up to get shot and stabbed or something.
Yeah,
like that.
I thought you loved me.
You know,
that's definitely a setup when you just have sex or intercourse with anybody, any which old way as you would do with a lover. You are setting yourself up. I believe that, in all honesty. You know. In all honesty, that's what I believe. You know.
Now, since we have a woman on the line, I have to ask.
For myself.
I have to ask a question for me. Sorry, brother. I have to ask. So, what is a real. Like, when a dude goes down on his woman, like, what do you really think he should be going for? And how long should he be going for?
Well,
Corey and Mines want to know.
I really hope that there's another female on the line, because that it varies from person to person.
Yes, there you go. That's
what. Let's just give us a general mm-hmm. something to run off of.
I mean, truthfully, for me, I believe that there's, you know, like it's almost like, you know, what are you trying to get out of it, and what do you want her to get out of it? You know,
I'm trying
and how
to get
are you
juice.
Feeling
I'm trying
at the
to get,
time because
I'm trying to get juice. I'm trying to get some squirting going on. I'm trying to get some, like, a whole bunch of.
Well, depending
do you guys
on
know
how
that shit can every girl squirt.
Say that again, Pete.
Can every girl squirt? Like, do you guys know what it's steps in?
Actually,
not every girl can.
Every girl can. Every girl can. You just have to get them to that point where it happens.
So you gonna need a lot more Snickers bars and Twix.
Well, no, I mean, you got different
no,
rhythms.
You know what
you got some. There's a difference between a squirt and a gush. There's a difference between a squirt and a gush.
Very true. However, for a female, no, I'm not putting it on the speaker. For a female, it is completely different. Like, you know, when that female is like, no, stop.
Yeah,
that's right on
going.
The breaking point, and that's when you're supposed to keep going.
Yeah.
In order for that to happen.
Uh-huh.
Of course. Like, you might
but
have
that's
to take
because
a
but that's only because
slaps
a female doesn't know. Yeah, but that's only because a female doesn't know that's what's going to happen. Some females, not all females. There are females who do know. But then there are those females who are inexperienced.
Yeah.
And
that
don't know what's going to happen.
How do you think they're about to pee?
Right. And that's that when it, oh, I got to go to the bathroom. No, you don't
no,
have to
you
go
don't.
To the bathroom. You don't have to go to the bathroom.
You know how many times my fiance didn't say that? Oh, I'll be there. All right.
Oh, so now you know you can't stop, son.
Like, you got to keep going, like, and just let it happen. And they're going to think that they have to pee. They don't have to pee.
No, stop.
And I'm impressed that I'm actually having this conversation right now.
I mean, we're not trying to get too personal. You know what I'm saying? Have you ever done that? I mean, you just, you know what I'm saying, going through, you know, things that you've heard. Have you actually done that before?
Have I actually done that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. I'm going to try to, like, get on your business.
Oh, no. It's not necessarily getting in the business.
It's the menu.
Yeah.
Like I stated, it's a little interesting conversation.
Yeah.
But we
are adults here, and we're just stating the real stuff here.
Right.
Know?
But, I mean,
no
like I said, with no chasers, every female is different. I'm sorry that I kind of missed out on the first hour and a half. Every female is completely different. Some females need a little bit more coaxing.
Yes, that is true.
Than the normal human body part.
But if you actually, the thing is, if you actually, you know, if she's squirting and you're inside of her, how do you know if she, like, maybe some guys have had sex with a girl and she actually squirted and they never knew because they were too busy into the, you know what I'm saying, they were already.
Well, to be honest, like, it's a little difficult for a female, it's a little difficult to squirt with someone actually penetrating.
Oh, okay.
Like.
You may just get a rush of juice and not notice.
Yeah, like. You're not going to really notice it. You're not going to get the effect that you're looking for if you're still penetrating.
Yeah.
Gotta eat the box, brother.
Will you just see a thing of water just shooting, like some food just shooting across, and it ain't coming from you?
I mean, it's a little difficult. I mean, like, if you think about the whole, like, champagne cork bottle thing, like, when it's plugged up, nothing happens. The minute you remove the cork, it pops.
Ooh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's normally
that
how it works as a female.
Mm-hmm. Pop that cork,
but I mean,
pick it up, pop it.
pornos in which the guy, she was squirting as he was still fingering. So, I mean, I think a woman can still squirt while something is inside of her.
Those are trained professionals.
Yeah, that's very true.
That is a trained professional. You're right. That is a trained
professional
with a porn.
No, I mean, I'm sorry. Like I said, I don't know too much. That's just what I've seen. So, you know, that's all.
But there's a difference. I mean, there's a lot of buildup. Like, it's something that it's part of stimulation. Like, you have to keep doing it to get that.
But, like, it's like when you go jogging, Pete. Like, you're at a point now where you probably don't do anything less than 10 miles, right? Depending on how you feel.
Sometimes I do five.
All right, so you don't really, your minimum is like 5 miles. So just imagine you doing five today, and then for the rest of the week, you're just doing three. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So you gotta have the gradual buildup. And see, that's what you did. You went from jogging 1 mile, 2 miles, to three, to five. You know what I'm saying? So you got to that 10 mile mark.
Yeah, but see, the other thing is this: like, once you do that gradual buildup, like for a female, you need to keep going.
Yep.
Because it comes to a point where, like, okay, it's not going to happen because you do it like this all the time.
That's where I say, like, you have to mix it up and throw variety in there. You know,
absolutely.
Like, you don't want to put it, like I said, you don't want to just be at that super heightened level, like, all the time. You don't want to be there, you know, because then what happens is you become too accustomed to it. And then, like I said before about the hamburger, you got that real good juicy hamburger that you eat every day. And then after a while, that hamburger, that juicy hamburger just becomes a hamburger. And anything less than that, you cannot stand to eat. So that's why, for me, that's why I say, you know, you got to have variety. You got to vary, you know.
It's a sexual remix.
Ooh, there we go. I like that, sexual remix.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's like sometimes you're not going to be able to perform the same all the time. Like, all guys do it, have it, just like women have it too. Like, dudes, you ever had those days where you just feeling like Conan, and you just going in, and you like, I'm on point.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
but
well,
then
so that's when,
you have
when
your
the
moments
remix
where,
comes in.
Yeah,
where the remix comes in. Because not saying that everybody's going to be on their good day, bad day, or whatever day, but if you remix it enough, your day will never be a bad day.
That is true.
So in the midst of a, you know, as far as like squirt, do we get to that point where a girl squirts? Is it going to be straight pleasure? Because, you know, sometimes that pleasure can turn to pain, and a girl can tell you, all right, that's enough, I've had enough. You know what I'm saying? So is it, to get to that point, is it always just,
there's no pain, that's just
squirt,
exhaustion.
Is it just straight pleasure? Like,
there ain't going to be no pain
you,
with that.
You go... No, I'm just saying, I'm just trying to ask her, since she said she does it. At some point, do you feel pain, and then you tell a guy or whatever to, you know, all right, stop, I'm done? Because,
well,
I mean, sometimes, you know, when you're with a girl,
a female is 95% mental.
Hmm.
I mean, a true female, not a whore, but a female is 95% mental. You're going to have to do a little bit more in order to keep her engaged.
Yeah.
It's not, you can't just hit it and think it's going to stay just as juicy as you think it's going to be. It doesn't stay like that.
Like, that porno shit don't work. Like, just straight, you know, the little music come on and everybody take off their clothes and you just start having sex. Like, that porno shit don't work. Like, it got to be something extra to it.
So this is when the foreplay and just the whole ambiance of the, you know, the environment and the music, like you said, foreplay,
ambiance, yes.
But you gotta have foreplay.
Foreplay is actually crucial, and I can actually now speak freely in my car. Foreplay is actually very crucial, and for a female, if you do it right,
And you can probably get her to not only squirt, but it'll be quite interesting.
I concur. Yeah. It's like when you go to the ring and we gotta qualify.
Yeah.
Like within the 3 to 5 yards,
yeah.
You gotta get all your shots. And within those first 3 to 5, and then the rest is just whatever. So when you're doing that foreplay, you gotta make sure like you get what you need to really get in with that foreplay, because once penetration happens, like half the damn game could be won.
True that. Like I would say foreplay is like the appetizer before the main course.
And that's
echo.
Only that, but
echo.
To be honest, that's for the echo, sorry. That's only really for the man, because please keep in mind that everyone's stamina is completely different.
True.
So a female stamina, in most cases, is a lot higher than men.
Because women don't have to
do it. Foreplay for feet, like when a man, you know, is doing the whole foreplay thing. Like to be honest, you gotta spend time on that female, so that when you're ready, when you as a male, you're ready. He's already satisfied.
Yes.
Mhm. You just going for the kill.
Basically.
You going? Yeah, you going for extra points.
Yeah. Basically.
But I mean, you know, that's not really dealing with the common seeker per se. That's just extracurricular fun.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you want to, like, you know, just really stick with the common seeker and stuff like that. All jokes aside, I mean, the nice little backwards cowgirl thing, that works out great, different feeling. You know, you got to be able to hit that G-spot for a female.
Yes.
Yeah. For sure.
For sure.
This is, like I said, there's very interesting positions up on here, like the mirror of pleasing. Then we have.
Is that when they're facing each other with their legs wrapped around one another?
The mirror. Nah. That's him on some hitting it from the set. Her legs are up. Her legs are up and together. She's on her back, and he's kind of on the angle.
Oh, that's the normal.
Yeah, well, it's the normal, but then again,
you know,
it's not.
That's the norm. Like,
what's normal
thing
for
is
some
this.
People,
give me
not
some,
normal
give me
for others.
Out of the ordinary.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, like, this Amazon position is kind of crazy. Because, like I said, he's laying on his back, and his legs are up around her back while she's sitting on him.
That's different, but okay.
I gotta see the book to see if I've been in that position.
Dude, it's not a book. I'm just saying, I have been in
positions where it just looked like, are we playing Twister?
Bro,
are we making love? What are we doing right now?
Bro,
and why are we in a
website is KamaSutraSex.org, and it shows you the position. www.KamaSutraSex.org.
Okay.
And you'll be able to see, you know, some of the positions, because the Amazon thing is like very interesting. Then you got the armchair, which looks conventional. You know, there's certain things up there that are regular, but you know, once you get your book or something like it, it's gonna show you a whole bunch of stuff that you like. Wow, like there's this one called the trapeze, where he's sitting on the bed,
she's hanging off the bed. So, I mean, yeah, by you laughing, you already know. Like, she's hanging off the bed, holding her arms, and he's just, like, pulling her. While she's hanging off the bed. It's, like I said, it's called the trapeze.
I would have to see this.
Well, that one's all about the gravitational pull.
Yeah, then you got the wheelbarrow.
The wheelbarrow,
that's interesting.
The
wheelbarrow. You know, like I said, there's some interesting stuff up here. You know, I've seen about 9 of 101 positions.
Now, what is it? B, what is it again?
Did any of them have a picture of
Kama
Snickers in them?
Oh, Kama Sutra said
K-A-M-A-S-U-T-R-A.
Sex.org.
Kama Sutra.
Okay.
Yep.
So here's my question. I actually just have a question for the guys. Like, what is your ultimate position?
I can't even answer that right now. I got quite a few, actually. I don't even know. What's my favorite position, though?
Like, you know, that favorite position where, you know, you got your ears ringing, and, like, when you're all set in, you're like, oh, man. Like, your death.
You know what? Truthfully, with me, it just depends on which way I'm feeling. Like, it could, like, I could say it could be missionary one day where you're just feeling just so intense. It varies. With me, in all honesty, it varies. It really varies.
What about
Come on, bro.
What about the reverse ride? The reverse ride. That's
the
shit.
That's where you just got the butt that's at you. Well, that doesn't matter because you just got the, you just got the hiney there, man. And we all love
hiney. Yeah, and it's good for video games.
Apple bottom just going. That's very erotic and very exotic, you know. Love it.
Yeah.
But then, it's just seeing legs just hanging on, just flailing everywhere. Or just having the legs just wrapped around you. Or having
what
a
about
leg
the heel
wrapped around the neck and one leg between my legs, like you're the scissors.
My thing is this, you know, like me being who I am, like I honestly would prefer for a guy to just experiment. Don't be afraid that I'm about to break.
Ah, there we go. There it is. There we go. That's what I want to hear. See, things
like
this.
Don't be afraid that I'm about to break. Like most females, believe it or not, like, you will never know if they're truly flexible or not if you don't make an attempt to put them in that position.
Yes.
Don't force it, but naturally let it happen.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you. Ladies, listen up. And men, listen up also. That's all I got to say. Thank you.
Like I said, I do apologize that, you know, I didn't tune in sooner. But,
yeah,
you know, maybe next time. Maybe next time. Maybe there'll be another, you know, perspective
like
on the sex talk.
Don't be afraid. Ladies, if you want to try a new position, jump on your man and try that new position that you want to try. Don't be afraid. Just do it. Like Mikey said, just do it. Do it with pizzazz, do it with a little dance. don't make them feel intimidated now, like you're some type of freakazoid. But you know, slip into it.
You have to be be willing. Both parties have to be willing.
That's
to try
what it
something
is.
New. It can't just be one sided. Both parties have to be willing to try something new. If you for guys, if you have the right female, that female would just about let you do anything, with the exception of stabbing her to death. If you have the right female.
Mm-hmm.
This is true.
And for females, if you have the right dude, they'll be open to trying, no matter what it is.
You just got to have that openness in the relationship. And once again, I believe that falls very much into the principles of the Kama Sutra with the relationship. Like I said, this sex, it's beyond the sex. It's more and about the relationship that you have.
And where you want to go and where you want to take it.
Exactly. Because, like, have you ever had a partner and you did something daring and it, like, kind of changed the nature of the relationship? Like, wow. Like, you guys felt closer? Like,
yeah,
you just did some wild shit, like, had sex in an alley or something like that. You was like, wow, that was fun. And
yeah,
was
you
like,
would know about that, wouldn't you?
No comment. But I'm just saying, it changed the nature of your relationship. No, but it's like, it changes the nature of relationship because it's like, wow, like we were daring and we did this, so
and
we
when
we daring,
that,
we can do something else.
But you know what? That's the beauty of it right there where you try something daring because you'd be more willing to try something different with each other.
But you want to know something? When you're in a relationship, if you don't try that something daring, you would never know if your partner is willing to do it also.
Yeah, true.
So, and that, like, communication is really key in trying to find out whether or not your partner is into it. Like, instead of asking questions, and the killer is, stop asking questions. Don't ask me questions on how do I like it, what do I like. Don't ask me questions. Just do it and figure it out.
Wow.
Because you waste
so much time trying to ask questions. I would have to say, you know, like certain questions might have to be asked, like on anal.
Listen, if you do it right, if you actually, like, and I'm going to be honest, like I was never, ever, ever, ever a fan of anal anything. Because you're not about to rip my asshole open. However, if you know what the hell you're doing, the female will never care if you know what you're doing. You can't forcefully place your penis inside of her ass and think, okay, this is going to be great.
No.
Nah, you got to be careful with that.
True, but naturally, you have to basically
warm
that side of that body up in order to do that.
Of course.
That's not something that you just jump into.
Mm-hmm. Like, see, some dudes who watch these porno flicks and they can just jump in there. Like, nah.
We're going to have to be prepped for that because if you go in there and she's not prepped and you come out with some stuff on you.
Yo, listen.
However, no. You just need to prep the anal area in a way that is more relaxed. Females tend to tense up when you hit that area.
Yeah.
You have to relax the area in order for that to happen.
Listen.
Coming from a woman, so yes. Absolutely. I am in concurrence. I am totally in aligned with her. Definitely.
Well, listen, we got 50 seconds left. I want to thank Mr. Pierre Williams. I want to thank Miss Felicia for chiming in. I want to thank Brother L you know what I'm saying, for stepping in. And this has been our episode on Sex Part 2. We'll probably be back next month with it. And hopefully some more women will call in and, you know, add to the pot. So thanks for everybody for chiming in. And
in the meantime,
good night. Be safe.
I'm going to do some homework.
Yeah, you do some homework, and we'll be back next month. All right, y'all. Have a good night.
All right, take care.
Good night, all.
Later.
Good night.
That's episode of the menu. Later.
Indeed.